Hi, I'm Richard from the Veg Grower Podcast. This is episode 17 and it's the 16th of January 2014. And this is the first episode of 2014. So happy new year, everyone. Now, I know my last one before Christmas, I said there was going to be one more before Christmas, but due to being so busy at work and getting ready for Christmas, and doing very little in the plots, I was unable to record them. I did record one for last week, but I never published it for the same reasons. So I'm making up for it today. And this is going to be mostly updates with what's been going on over the last few weeks. Obviously, being the shortest day and the light darker nights and stuff, it's not been able to do much and not much has been growing, but there's quite a few updates, so yeah, I'm going to be talking about updates with the website, at home and at the allotment. So with that, let's go on to the next bit. Okay, this first bit, it's going to be about the website, actually. Done a few changes to the website. The first one is when you sign up, there's now a question that asks if you're human. And you just simply type in yes. This is just because the amount of spam bots I was getting registering on the website, creating groups and things like that, was getting pretty big. And although I'm all for freedom of speech, I want people to talk about whatever they feel on the forums, the fact that these were bots, and I could tell they were bots because they weren't showing up as the being a visitor or in the stats, and they were quite blatantly just creating groups with messages, links to websites and stuff that are completely unrelated. Now, I don't mind spam so much on the website as long as it's to do with a discussion, not spam for the sake of being spam. A new feature I'm going to be adding to the website is like a diary. So it's just a written diary. Obviously, I'm going to be still blogging and talking about what I'm doing, but I'm just going to be making some notes. You quite often hear experienced gardeners say, make notes. And that'll be like with sowing, when they've sown stuff, the temperatures, and when they've watered. So I'm going to be doing that. And I figured a way, I wanted to share this with everyone as it's part of a thing. So there's going to be a monthly notes that I'll be putting up. And as I go along, I'll just edit it and change it and add it. So I'll be putting January up soon with a few notes I've made, and then there'll be a few more as we go on throughout January. With these notes, I want to try and really, temperatures are something I'm going to be trying to get a point across of. When I've sown certain seeds, when I've planted them out, and when I've harvested, also when I've seen certain signs of wildlife and things. One of the things I've heard that is a good gauge of when to know when to sow seeds is when weeds start appearing. So I'm going to be putting that down, and may not be able to do frosts or things like that at the moment, but eventually I will. And I'm going to eventually try and get the weather patterns and things just as notes on here. And now, apart from that, that's what I've done with a website, really. So next, we'll be talking about the allotment. Okay, so now the allotment. Right, I'll start. Obviously, the strong winds and the rain we've had Christmas and what have you. I've lost a polytunnel. Basically, I went out there and it was on laying on the floor. The steel posts had snapped. It was ripped in shreds, and the thick wooden posts I had added for extra support, they've snapped in half as well. So pretty annoyed about that. But I've decided I'm just not going to bother with a pulley tenner or anything now. That's the second one I've been through. And I thought we were doing okay, but no, it's too windy where we are, I think. So until I can get some sort of windbreak or something up, I'm not bothering. I've left that there for the time being. I've got to dismantle what I can and take it down. I might keep some bits for various things. But yeah, I'm pretty disappointed with that because it was quite a good thing to have. But these things happen. I've basically completed or cleared another bed. I've just got to manure and compost it. That was bed 4. Just keep weeding it, as well as the bed 1. And that's obviously starting from the top, working down bed 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So, yeah, that's it's getting there. I think I've actually put some manure on bed 4. I've just got to cover them in compost. And I'll keep hoeing the beds while empty just to keep on top of them. It's well worth doing. You know, if you don't see a weed, you may think, oh, is it worth hoeing? But actually, if you hoe when you don't see a weed, you won't see any weeds because they don't get a chance to establish. All the fruit trees, they're fine. They've survived the storms and what have you with no real problems. So that's pretty good bonus. Or not even a bonus, so it should be, really. Yeah, I've actually added some raspberry bushes. I've got some yellow autumn raspberries. And there's 3 of those in the line now. I have talked about these in the past, I believe. I've also got some 3 summer fruiting raspberries. They came from a local national DIY centre. And plant those in the soil and hopefully they'll grow. I plant them now while they're dormant because they're bare-rooted. And I have talked about this before, but while they're bare-rooted, as they break their dormancy, they grow. And obviously the roots then establish better. And also the soil's moist for them to establish, and so on. There's so many advantages. So that's all looking good there. I've got to do a few things. I want to completely build the shed. I need to refill the other shed. I need to go through the tools and just sort of sharpen and clean and rub the handles in linseed. But I will be doing all that in the future, and I will talk about that nearer the time. Now, because of where the poly tunnel was, that area has now became free. So I'm deciding what I'm going to do there. And I think I'm going to have the wooden boxes there and I'm going to use them as sort of raised bedding stroke, somewhere to a nursery and grow carrots and sweet corn in a box to protect them, which I think makes good use of that area. But more on that nearer the time. And really that's about it. I've been happening a lot. I haven't been able to get up here as much as I would. When I've popped here during the week sometimes to harvest some carrots and leeks, Brussels sprouts and broccoli, also kale, and the Jerusalem artichokes I'm going to be harvesting stinks. I think they're ready. They've died back down. So I'll harvest a couple of those for a dinner sometime. So with that, I'm going to talk about home now. Okay, so at home. In the garden, I've not really been doing all that much, really. Just the general tidying up and getting on top of things. easier said than done. Pots and pans obviously got blown all over the place in these weather, but nothing too drastic. Just I've got to get out there really and have a really good tidy up. Water pots are obviously all full with all the rain. But indoors, that's another story. I've been sowing seeds. I'm sowing some sweet peas, some oregano, some parsley, some chives, and some basil, and some, what was the other one? Coriander, that's it. Now, the majority of these were in a heated propagator on the windowsill in the back room. Not the ideal for light levels, but the parsley and the chives were just on the windowsill. Now, the coriander, the basil, and the dill, I forgot to mention the dill, sorry, they've all germinated, so I've moved them in just out of the heat and just put them on the worktop. And today I've noticed that the parsley has germinated as well. So things are looking up. I've also taken the orange seeds that I planted before Christmas, and they've germinated. There's one of them definitely germinated quite well. There may be another one. Just looking at it now, so that's doing okay. I'm quite happy with that. And the same with the satsumas. There's about three of those that I can see, and they've all germinated. I've taken those out of the heated propagator and just put them on the windowsill now. And I've moved the lemon and the kaffir lime to the front window screen. The lemon I'm a bit worried about, so I've actually brought another one just in case, which is a bit naughty. But I've also brought another fig, another kiwi, Jenny, and a calamundin, which is a citrus fruit as well. And they're going to be potted up and ready to grow. So they're all doing quite well. Obviously, I'm going to be sowing more seeds in the not-too-distant future. It's coming to that time of year where actually I'm probably a bit behind. But we'll get there in the end. I've also brought a couple of small apple tree and a pear tree, bare-rooted type. I've got to get pots, and I'm going to plant one of them in the pots and the other one's to go in the allotment, which I'll be doing a video on to make a step over, which is actually going to be another new feature, but we'll talk about that nearer the time. Now, really, that's about it. There's not a huge amount to talk about. It is that time of year when everything's just going mad. But we'll get there. Okay. Okay, I'm going to wrap up this edition. It's a bit short, I know, but there's not been much happening. But as we go on, things will get busier and busier, and by May, I can see it being some very, very long recordings. Please do visit the website. It's theveggrowerpodcast.co.uk. You'll see the changes and stuff. And you can contact me there, or you can email me at richard@theveggrowerpodcast.co.uk. And that's it. So, again, thanks for listening, and I'll speak to you again next week. Thank you. Bye.